Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
This time, I'm hoping our next guest can take us to a new reality and bring me love, or at least some rainfalls through this sunshine.
You're not alone on that fact, Ginny. I'm hoping that we can take them beyond the mix of Where Love Lives.
Oh, Bish, don't push too much pressure on him. He might have a bit of a love hangover.
Love hangover. I was planning to give him $1 million bill to make him happy, Ads.
Well, throw something into the mix and sing him the whistle song.
I don't want to be blind with tears, so let's keep on moving as we welcome the godfather of house, Frankie Knuckles, to the Hump Day Crew.
Good morning.
Good morning. You sound like a morning person, Frankie.
That was very clever the way you put that together.
Well, thank you very much. Frankie Knuckles, you are called the godfather of house music. How does that feel to be with that title?
Well, it's a term of endearment, you know, which means, obviously, that it's more of a compliment than it is anything. So I'm quite thrilled by it.
You've been involved with I guess, the evolution of house music for many years now, but you started off in the 70s and 80s studying textile design. Do you still get a bit of designing? Do you do your own outfits or anything like that?
I do a little. I still do a little, yeah, on the side. I do it to amuse myself really more than anything, but also to kind of sort of keep my skills a little sharp.
Will there be
a
Frankie Knuckles design label out there?
Well, I mean, I would love to do it, but it seems like everyone has jumped on that bandwagon right now, so...
Might as well get involved.
I'm going to kind of leave it to the side a bit here for right now.
You're going to stick to music, are you, Frankie?
Yeah, I think I'll have a little bit more fun with the music.
Now, speaking of music, Marky, this is your... Frankie, this is your fifth time playing at the Market this year. How are you feeling about that gig on Friday? You must love playing there.
Oh, I absolutely adore the Market. The people that come there, the people that run the place, Spiro Condon is a very close friend, and I love him dearly, but I look forward to coming here every year at this time. I feel like I really do this more for me than I do for anyone else, you know, it's my favorite place in the world.
Now, Frankie, this is your only Australian gig, I believe, him.
Yeah.
This time.
It's lovely.
What do you like so much about Australia, or in particular Melbourne?
Well, wow. I don't know if I have that much time. obviously, you know, the people here, the atmosphere, as much as Melbourne, as much as Australia is a lot like America, it's also so completely different. And the fact that it's also so far away from everything else, I come here and I feel like I belong here.
Well, it's a great way of feeling.
We'd like you to stay here one day. Now, Frankie, you're doing a four-hour set from 1 a.m. How do you get the energy to stay up that late?
Plenty of rest.
Not so many interviews this early in the morning.
Actually, it's really easy. It's really, really easy because from the moment I get started, I'm completely locked into what I'm doing, and it's as natural as breathing for me. So, you know, after 35 years, you know, it is pretty much like breathing, so...
Frankie, we like to get to know our guests a little bit better on the Hump Day Crew, and one way we do that is with our game 101 Questions. We're not going to ask you all 101 questions, but pick a number between 1 and 101, and we'll ask you a question.
One.
Number one, okay. Who would you like to swap places with for 24 hours?
Alive or dead?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, wow. You definitely caught me off guard.
It's too early, isn't it, Frankie?
I think Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
Would you make some big changes?
I would, yes. I would enforce the changes that he's trying to make.
Okay.
You'd just hurry them along, you'd be a bit more impatient.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. 24 hours, bam, let's put that in place.
All sorted.
Yeah. Hit us with another number, Frankie.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Hit us with another number.
Six.
Number six. Okay, this tells a lot about a person. Did you go to a public or private school?
I went to public school.
Are you grateful you went to a public school?
Absolutely.
I'd think it's where you learn how to be a real person, isn't it?
Well, of course. Absolutely. You know, being connected with everyone and, you know, and everything and seeing things from the real side, yeah, it makes all the difference.
And were you a popular kid at school?
I don't think so.
It's always the non-cool ones that end up going places, isn't it?
For sure.
Okay, Frankie Knuckles, one final number between 1 and 101, please.
9.
Okay, number 9 is...
When did you last cry?
Last night.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so happy to be in Melbourne. Tears of joy.
Okay, that's a whole different interview. I think we'll phone you back later just to talk about that off air, Frankie. If you want to unleash to the Hump Day crew, then feel free.
Make sure you check out Frankie Knuckles. He's playing at the market this Friday night from 1 a.m. at Joy Sponsor the Market, 143 Commercial Road, South Yarra. Please rock up and go see him. Otherwise, we don't want him crying again.
No.
Thanks.
Frankie Knuckles, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
We'll catch you on Friday. Thank you.
Thank you, too. You guys have a great day.
Cheers, you too, Frankie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.